Blog Talk Radio. WeTalkRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, she's reaching out to the nation. It's Kia D.
Thanks for listening to Kia D Unplugged.
Kia D.
Hey, what about me and Miss SWK?
Just let it out. Oh, just a little time, a taste of wine, just a few things on my mind. Let me know how you want this.
Tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network and KKVI Radio 89.9 FM. Remember, you can find us every single day at www.wetalkradio.com or KKVI Radio 89.9 FM. If you're in Garland, Sachse, Overland, Rowlett, the greater Dallas area, you can tune in right on your dial. Or if you want to check it out online, go to kkvidsw.com, kkvidsw.com. That's the website. So thanks so much for supporting us. We truly appreciate all of the love to all the listeners via online, on the phone, by the computer, at work, at school. We got some students who are listening in, too, at the University of Arkansas. Please don't have me say that wrong. Calvin Sharp, big shout-out to you for just extending the We Talk Radio, KKBI Radio Network out there, and it has just stayed and never left. They just love us, and so we just really got to thank them for keeping us on out there. Again, we've had an awesome week, an incredible weekend, as we usually do. Lots of things happening this weekend. Man, I had a really really, really busy weekend. Last week was real busy, too. Friday, as most of you know, I am Miss Arlington, Texas plus America. So I get a lot of phone calls about a lot of different things, and I do a lot of networking because of what I do with the radio station, what I do with the nonprofits, with the community outreach programs, and with, of course, me being Miss Arlington plus America. So I do a lot of different networking on a lot of different levels. And so I was at a networking event, the Chicano Networking Mixer, if you have never been to the Chicano Networking Luncheon, tell my girl Deanna Madrid that We Talk Radio, Kia D sent you. It is awesome. It's an awesome place to network. They've got just lots of people there. It's always a great luncheon, and it's a monthly thing. So, and you don't have to be Chicano. Of course, I am not Chicano, but, of course, I run up in there like I am, okay? And there's lots of people, of course, very diverse group of awesome, awesome, and amazing people looking to network their businesses and beyond. So, and these are awesome people. So, again, it's a Chicano networking luncheon. Check them out on Facebook. Deanna Madrid is the one who runs that right now. So, anyways, I was there. And I met this awesome lady by the name of Mia Fallon, and she's the director of a school in Fort Worth. Actually, they got three campuses, one in Dallas, one in Arlington, and one in Fort Worth. And so she called me up on Friday. It was a really last-minute kind of deal. But what she wanted me to do is she wanted me to deliver the commencement address at a high school graduation. And when I tell you, she didn't know it over the phone, right? But when I tell you, I was so excited. I could have jumped through the phone right then and there, but I didn't. I held back and was like, oh, that sounds great. What time do you need me? Let me see if I can clear my schedule. I ripped my schedule open to do that. Okay. It was awesome. I love blessing people, and I was able to do that with talking, yay, and being motivated and motivating and all that great stuff and bringing my charisma and my energy. And it was a lot of fun. I wish you were there, but you weren't. And so I just got to tell you all about it. Yay. It was fun, though. So a big, big, huge shout out to the amazing and incredible 2013 summer class of the New Beginnings Christian Academy and here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. All of the summer classes graduated on this Saturday. So a big congratulations to them. And they were so excited, you know, so very excited. It was a great achievement, and I was just so happy to be a part of it. So, yay! And then on Saturday afternoon, I had a bridal shower. So a big shout-out to my sorority sister, P5B, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. That's right. She is one of my amazing sisters. I love her so much. She is just absolutely off the chain. And her name is Dawn White, and she will soon not be Dawn White anymore. She's going to be getting married, and it's going to be lovely, and I'm so excited. I'll be at the wedding, but if you were at the bridal shower, we had a blast, okay? But because I think the bridal shower starts at 2. I didn't get there until almost 3:30 because we had to hug the babies and kiss the ladies backwards, whatever, at the graduation and take pictures and all that great stuff. So I didn't have – and then, of course, listen, let me back up. So at the graduation, right, you know how they walk with the kids once they get their diplomas, they walk across the stage? Now, you would have thought a highlight for me would have been talking. No. Delivering the speech. No. The highlight for me was watching the kids as they come across the stage and shake my hand. I just love it. I really, really love that part. There was just a lot of blank stares, a lot of emptiness there. They were just so ready to be off that stage and with that diploma in their hand. It was like they were rushing through it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody was saying congratulations. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, so it was a lot of fun. Fast forward. So I got to do that, bridal shower, keep going. My daughter had an awesome basketball tournament this weekend. They won first place. Yay, big shout out to Team Fort Worth, National Regional Sports Basketball Tournament. Find them online, National Regional Sports. If you got a tournament you need, basketball team or something you need to put in the tournament, they do great tournaments all over the area. So, and they've got, like, so many more coming up. They're going to Chicago in a couple of weeks, and just, oh, man, it's just so much going on. So a big, huge shout-out to Tamaja, my awesome daughter, who just turned 17 this month. And, oh, a big shout-out to my nephew, Xavier, who just turned 17 this month. Love you, boo. He just turned 17 actually on Saturday, so I love you very much. Happy, happy birthday, Xavier Green. He's awesome. Congratulations to our graduates, the winners of the incredible and amazing We Talk Radio scholarships. We Talk Radio gave out scholarships this year. KKVI Radio gave out some as well. But We Talk Radio gave out some incredible and amazing scholarships this year. And one of the three, actually, of the scholarship recipients are Ashley Frazier, senior from Trinity High School. We've got Sasha Ray Gardner, senior from Trinity High School. And we've also got the awesome and incredible Anthony Walker, who is a graduate from Allen High School, who is absolutely off the chain. So big shout out to all of them, and they are the incredible recipients of the awesome and amazing 2013 We Talk Radio Scholarship. So I was really happy to award them, and you can check their pictures out. I'm going to actually put Sasha Ray's up here in just a moment, so you'll be able to check out her picture with her awesome money order and scholarship a certificate. So it was just a lot of fun being able to give them those, and they loved it. And so if you want your child to be a part of that, you know, get your kid in early, they need to submit their information. Just send it directly to me, KIAD at wetalkradio.com. Kia, KIAD as in Davis, KIAD at wetalkradio.com. Send me an email and letting you know that you would like to be a part of the 2014, and of course they have to be a senior for the 2014 year, but you'd like to be a part of the 2014 scholarship, be a 2014 scholarship recipient. Once you do that, I will email you the essay question. Everyone gets the same essay question, and I'll email you the essay question, and you'll send that information back. So, actually, I love reading it myself, so that's why I said send it to me, but it's not actually supposed to go through me, but I still want you to send it to me, because I love being a part of it. I'm sorry, you can't just rip me out of it. The production team is like, no, but I don't care. I want to be a part of all this stuff. It's great to me. So, a lot of stuff happening all over the weekend. I actually got to go to bingo this weekend. Like, what? Like, man, it was so awesome. I loved it. If you have not gone to bingo in a while, I'm not telling you to go gamble, but what I am saying is it was a lot of fun. Okay. Today's show is going to be absolutely great. We have got some Raheem Devon versus the incredible Anthony David. Actually, I'm going to be playing some Raheem Devon music today, and I'm also going to be playing some Anthony David music. And what I want you to do is just let me know who you're feeling. Who you're feeling today? I personally, I'm not going to tell you who I'm feeling the most until after the show is over. But let me know who you're feeling. You can email me, KiaD at wetalkradio.com, or you can call in 347-857-4456. We're going to be playing their awesome and incredible music. And also, I've got some interviews coming up today. We've got the incredible and awesome cast of the awesome movie Hiding in Plain Sight. That's right, featuring the awesome and incredible Kelly O'Neill Jackson, Sharice Henry Chassie, who I did interview, who is absolutely off the chain, Martin Ezell, Drew Waters, and Irma P. Hall. That's right, the movie Hiding in Plain Sight is a movie about homelessness, and it is absolutely, it's incredible. It's a film with an important social message that breaks through the stereotypes about homelessness. I actually cracked this bad boy open as soon as I got it because I needed the actors and actresses to sign it for me. I actually got the director himself to sign it for me with his bad self. Thank you so very much. The beautiful Rachel Wells signed it for me as well. She's a Terry Allen in this movie. And so I'm really, really blessed and excited. And also, Rachel's also in the movie as well. I mean, in the interview as well. So it's a lot of fun. I'm very, very, very excited. And I absolutely cannot wait for you to hear that. Also, we are going to be chatting today. If you missed the interview with the awesome and incredible Brenda Havlicek, she is the author of It Started at the Church, Trapped in Love and Trouble. If you missed that interview on last Wednesday on KKVI Radio, you don't have to worry. I got the interview here today. It is absolutely off the chain. I'm so very excited. I'm going to start you out with another. I'm going to give you right now a topic song. Actually, no, I'm going to start you out with another Anthony Davis song. This right here is Love Out Loud. He actually has a CD. His CD is entitled Love Out Loud. Check it out. It was just released last year, the end of last year. Check that CD out, Love Out Loud. This is Anthony Davis. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hey. Don't you miss that?
so much for tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged show. Up next, we have got the incredible interviews from the DeSoto Soul Jazz Fest. That's right, the incredible DeSoto Soul Jazz Fest. It was absolutely off the chain. You're going to want to hear what happened. Up next, we'll be talking about KKBI Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Yeah. Girl Kia D holding it down for KKVI Radio, We Talk Radio Network, standing here at the DeSoto Soul Jazz Fest. This is the Kia D Unplugged Show, having an amazing time, standing here with my man. He is the man of all men, holding it down for the Dallas-Fort Worth community and beyond. He is the absolutely incredible Andre Butler of Major Profits Entertainment, holding it down, doing everything he can, and he has big and exciting news he wants to talk to you about right now. I want to talk to you, Mr. Andre Butler, about your incredible business, Major Profits Entertainment. Let's talk about it.
Major Profits Entertainment. First off, you know, thanks for the opportunity. You know, shout out to
Kid in the building.
Yeah, you know it, holding it down right here, you know, in Oak Cliff, Texas. It's Dre MC, Mr. I Track Money, right here ripping Major Profits Entertainment, Major Profits Records, one of the major entertainment
absolute
company conglomerates right here, providing a platform for all this talent that we have right here on the southwest side of Dallas. So we right here at the Soul Jazz Fest, where Journey Rain, my younger sister slash protege, came out and rocked the show today. They've had a whole lineup of artists that have just done a wonderful job today. But primarily what we do everything in entertainment management, from pre-production, recording, post-production, manufacturing, entertainment management, anything in the entertainment game you do that's going on, you name it, we're doing it right here.
Absolutely incredible. Check him out. Major Profits Entertainment, holding it down for the Dallas-Fort Worth community and beyond. If you're an artist, an up-and-coming artist that is looking for some representation, if you're looking to get out there, if you're looking for something, Major Profits has got it for you. I want you to check him out. Give us your contact information.
Yeah, you can hit me up at MajorProfitsEntertainment@gmail.com. Look us up on Facebook, YouTube, Andre Butler, or Dre MC. Look up Dre MC, Mr. I Track Money. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and all that. But Major Profits Entertainment.
That's right. We're holding it down. We got the incredible Joe McBride, who is coming up next to hit the stage. Absolutely incredible lineup. A plethora of artists today that have been on stage. Sherelle, Joe McBride, the beautiful Miss Rain, who held it down earlier today. I'm talking about smoking that stage, man. Said it right. Just for Mr. McBride and the beautiful Miss Sherelle. Thank you so much for being here. Make sure you check out Major Profits Entertainment. My boy Andre Butler holding it down. Thank you so much for being here and tuning in. KKVI Radio, We Talk Radio Network. It's your girl Kia D holding it down for KKVI and We Talk Radio Network. Yeah. Thank you.
It's official right now. In 4 minutes or less, we're going to crown all of them right now. My mama, your mama,
you.
Your baby's mama's mama's mama. Wife,
you.
If you're near a woman right now, wherever you at, turn to them, say, you are appreciated.
I appreciate your smile. And the number to take to carry and birth a child.
Thank you.
And the way you play dumb, even when we're living real fast.
Ooh, thank you.
And even as a single parent, mama, you still hold it down somehow.
Big old car and a big old house, but next to God, nothing else. We Talk Radio Network. I am having an absolutely fantabulous time at the DeSoto Soul Jazz Fest. You are listening right now to the incredible Natural Change. I don't care if we're outside or inside. Natural Change is an incredible band, awesome jazz band, located right here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Make sure you check them out at naturalchange.com. Awesome band. They're rentable. You can rent them and Google them and all that good stuff. Find them, naturalchange.com. But right here before me, I'm standing with incredible greatness all around the Skyline Ranch today. It has been amazing. But right here, right now, I have got the cast and the director from the incredible movie Hiding in Plain Sight. Now, Hiding in Plain Sight is an incredible movie with an important social message that breaks through the stereotypes about homelessness. So if you have ever been homeless, even if you were on the brink, and we all have been on the brink of homelessness at some point in time, you couldn't even pay your rent. If you were 2 days late on your rent, if you got an eviction note, you were on your way to homelessness. You need to watch this movie. You need a DVD. I got mine signed today, okay? I got, matter of fact, all three of them. Daddy, you got one on the way. I'm telling you, it is absolutely incredible. I'm sitting here with the beautiful, incredible Big Mike, who is one of the producer for this incredible film. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Thank you.
Listen, we are so incredibly amazed by this film. We saw the trailer. The trailer was off the chain. Incredible quality. And this film was done right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Yes, it was. And thank you for those complimentary words.
Absolutely. It was awesome. And the trailer, absolutely incredible. I mean, you guys did an amazing job. And your cast, you know what I mean? Now, it makes a big difference when you got a good cast, you know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. A great cast.
So let's talk a little bit about this film, Hiding in Plain Sight.
Well, Hiding in Plain Sight, as aforementioned, I'm going to piggyback off of what you said. It's a movie about homelessness, faith, and how those two come together and tell this incredible story.
Absolutely incredible. And you've got some of the members of the cast right here, right now. The beautiful Miss Cherie Henry Chassie is here joining us right now. She is absolutely beautiful, and I got to see a snippet of her in that awesome trailer. Let me ask you what some of the incredible qualities that you, some of the incredible qualities that the beautiful Miss Chassie holds. Tell us all about her.
Oh, she's incredible. She digs deep. She poured everything she had into this film, and I just was blessed to have her as my leading lady.
Absolutely incredible. The beautiful Miss Chassie, incredible Cherie Henry Chassie. How are you feeling?
I am great. This whole event is that it's what's up. This is lovely.
It is absolutely what's up. I'm telling you. Now, we are standing here at the DeSoto Soul Jazz Fest right here at the Skyline Ranch, and we have been blessed by the incredible cast of Hiding in Plain Sight, and you are one of the main characters in this movie. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I play Josie, and Josie is the leading lady. She's the wife of Darius Blackman. She's the backbone. She's the one that holds her husband up and just kind of keeps the love and keeps the strength. And I don't know, you just got to, I hate to say too much.
You got
to
get the DVD.
Yeah, you got to watch it. It's really good. And I got to hear their story. And you can't beat that, to hear how somebody really made it there. And, you know, I realize we are just a paycheck away from it. The majority of us are.
Right.
And so it was a blessing. And I'm thankful. I'm very thankful.
Absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for being here. We also have the incredible Miss Rachel Webb, who also was in the incredible film Hiding in Plain Sight. Now, just remember, this film is about homelessness and how it can strike at any time. We are all a paycheck away. Y'all better get two paychecks in your pocket. How you doing, Miss Rachel?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
Now, let's talk about your role in this movie, Hiding in Plain Sight.
My role is Terry Allen, and she's
process, you know, because I think sometimes we get, like I said, caught up into ourselves. And then when you see other people who don't have, you remember that old saying, you don't know how blessed you are. And so for me, just, I guess, seeing that, being a part of something like this is, it's just humbling. It kind of brings you down to earth and say, you know what? There we go, by grace, by God's grace.
Yeah. Absolutely awesome. Now, you also got to work with the incredible Irma P. Hall. Irma P. Hall is in this movie.
Yes, she is.
How is it to work? She is such an incredible woman. On and off stage.
She's amazing. I say she's a walking icon.
She is.
Walking history. I had the pleasure of working with her not only in this project, but we did A Lesson Before Dying at the DeSoto Theater.
Yes.
And yes.
And oh, my goodness.
Room with her, and she shared so much information with me. And she said, "We all have a story, so tell it."
And you know what? With wisdom like that, you have no choice but to go tell it. I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
Thank
the beautiful
you.
Miss Rachel Webb doing amazing things. Where can we find you, Miss Rachel?
You can find me. Let's see. Linda McAllister is my agent, which all of us have the same agent. We discovered. You can find me. You can even, I guess, email me, Rachel Webb.
All right, you're on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook too, y'all.
Rachel Webb. That's right.
I love it.
Thank you, Miss Rachel.
Thank you.
Hanging out here at the DeSoto Soul Jazz Fest. Miss Sharice Henry Jassy, how can they find you?
Oh, you can go to Facebook. And, go to Facebook and put in Sharice Henry Jassy. That's SHARICEHENRYCHASI. So you can find me that way. Or you can go to www.SharicehenryJassy.com.
I love it. Now, I've got also the beautiful Miss Kathy, Kelly, who's here with me, and she also helped produce this incredible film. Did you do some directing as well, Miss Kelly?
No, ma'am. I stay in my place.
Uh-oh. She's going to ride in her lane. Let me ask you a question. Your favorite part about this entire movie, Hiding in Plain Sight, what was your favorite part?
Well, I have to go with the whole parking lot when they were under the bridge scene, and they just going through the day-to-day, the lifestyle of what homeless people go through, just kind of sitting around looking, you know, waiting on a job, or it was just that whole bit of a story, you know, because it's like you don't know what these people go through when they're just sitting around with their kids and they're trying to be as normal as they can, but you know they're not in a normal situation. So when you pick your kid up from school, you may go to McDonald's, you may go to the mall, you may go to Burger King, but these people, when their kids came home from school, they sat around outside under a bridge and in front of a fire or in a car trying to do homework. And so it was just that whole bit of that story that people miss out on, that lifestyle of what homelessness is about, especially through the youth, you know, through a child.
I love it. Now, that's absolutely incredible, because we know that children see stuff completely different than the way we see things, and sometimes it's a lot more detrimental. They can't focus in school, and we think it's because they're acting up, and no, it's because they just got too much going on at home.
Many issues at home.
It has a lot to do with how they finish, go through, complete, live high school and life and everything else. So we truly appreciate you, the movie Hiding in Plain Sight, for highlighting the issues of homelessness.
Thank you.
So many people scave over that complete issue, and they think it's either not important, or guess what, the homeless people aren't important, but guess what, they are, because it, as you said, Miss Chassie, we're all one paycheck away. You know what I'm saying? Some of us, we ain't even getting the paycheck. We right there at the homeless line, you know what I'm saying, every month. You know, so we truly appreciate you. Hiding in Plain Sight, make sure you check it out. Where can we find this movie?
If you're here at the Soul Jazz Brunch, you can come to the vending booth. But if you're not and you want to get it online, you can go to www.kingandbrownentertainment.com, and order it off of there. Or you can get it off of Redbox June 18th. You can go to your local Redbox, and it'll be sitting there. Matter of fact, the Coming Soon is already listed under Coming Soon.
And God, all right.
God.
You need to go to just Redbox and just take a picture of it and put it on Facebook and Instagram.
Amen.
Say, ain't God all right. That needs to be your vote.
Ain't God all right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, you know.
I want to give a shout to this lady right here.
Oh, thank
you.
She's
just putting it down for the media today. She's a beautiful woman.
Thank
and y'all listen to her show. When do you come on?
Every Monday, every Wednesday.
Wednesday. Every Monday, every Wednesday. Y'all check her out because she's doing her thing. She's supporting local talent, and that's what we need. I mean, because we're right here. I tell people we're the best-kept secret in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Absolutely. We love it, love it, love it. Make sure you check out the movie Hiding in Plain Sight. It's going to be in Redbox June the 18th. I am so very excited. They have also been nominated for 5 Dove Awards as well as many other awards. It is an absolutely incredible movie. Again, it highlights homelessness. You make sure you get it. And when you get your copy, get it autographed. I got mine autographed today, and I am so very, very excited about it. It is absolutely incredible. We're here at the DeSoto Soul Jazz Fest. It is absolutely amazing. Make sure you get more information about the movie. To get your movie, to get a copy today, go to www.kingandbrownenterprises.com. Yes, I love it. Tell them Kia D sent you. All right, thanks so much for tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged Show. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We're tuning in right now, listening to the incredible Natural Change Band. I'm telling you, absolutely off the chain. Check them out, naturalchange.com. Kia D Unplugged, hold it down. We Talk Radio Network and KKVI Radio. Yeah.
Bounce with me, baby. I want you bounce with me, bounce.
amazing Kia D Unplugged show. I am your host, Kia D, and the D is for devastatingly dynamite. Thank you so much for tuning in and making KKBI Radio, We Talk Radio, your number one listening stations. Again, the Kia D Unplugged show is on every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m., so check us out. And then don't forget, at 9 o'clock on Wednesday night is the Real Talk Radio Show with Miss VK. You do not want to miss the realest talk, the livest action, the hottest host, and the most incredible guest on this side of the Southern Hemisphere. Check them out at 9 p.m. every Wednesday night, Central Standard Time. It's the Real Talk Radio Show. I need to make that a commercial. That actually sounded great. I should have recorded that. Actually, they did. Great. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Jesus, pay me for that one. That was really good. Again, we got to thank you guys so much. If you need a commercial, call me, let me know. I'll do yours too. Kia D at WeTalkRadio.com. Email me, I'll hook you up. Again, we've got our financial segment coming up here in just a little bit. And up next, we have got the incredible movie and playcast of, that's right, It Started at the Church. It Started at the Church, Trapped in Love and Trouble, a story written by the incredible Brenda Havlicek. It's a true story of love, trust, and betrayal, and you definitely, absolutely want to make sure that you check this out. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the cast of that incredible play. We got to talk to them last week, so this is a re-air of that incredible interview. Tell your neighbors, call someone, let them know. Kia D Unplugged is on, y'all.
WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, yes, thank you so much for tuning in to the Amenable, I can't even talk today, is it Wednesday? That's right, it's Wednesday. It's KKVI Radio, 89.9 FM, and it is the Kia D Unplugged Show. Got to thank you so much for being here, tuning in, no matter how you're listening, via Blog Talk Radio, We Talk Radio, KKVI Radio, it's all love. Thank you so much all over the world for tuning in and making KKVI Radio, your 89.9 FM, your number one listening station. Okay, so if you're just tuning in, if you're just now getting here, it's totally cool. You missed a little bit, but that's all right. We're going to catch you up to speed. I've got the amazing and incredible and beautiful Miss Brenda Havlicek here. She is amazing. She is the author, and she's a playwright. She's an author of an incredible book entitled It Started at the Church, and we're going to be talking about the second piece of that book. The subtitle is Trapped in Love and Trouble. So we're going to be talking about that little aspect of the book here in just a few seconds, because I want to talk about exactly what that means. And we've got her incredible cast, some cast members here. We've got the beautiful Maurice Gibson and Sophia McGee. How you guys doing?
All right.
Woo! All right. So glad to have you both here. Yay! KKVI Radio welcomes you. We love you, and we appreciate you for being here today.
Thank you.
Awesome. Now listen. Brenda, I didn't mention this earlier about you being an ordained minister, and being from Arizona.
Yes.
How awesome is that? Now listen. I wanted those are two things I want to talk about real quick, and then I want to talk about that little piece. Trap.
Okay.
Arizona is hot.
Yes, it is.
But Texas is hotter, so we got your beat. But I heard that heat is a little different.
It's a different heat.
It's like a
heat.
Drier kind of,
oh, yeah.
Need some water now kind of heat.
Open the oven.
I love it. So we've got to take a trip to Arizona. I'm going to let them know I know you when I come.
Right.
And also, I want to talk to you about really quickly, Trapped in Love and Trouble, that particular part of your book. We've all been trapped in something before. You know, what does that mean?
For me, trapped in love and trouble, because I was so in love. I was young. I was so in love. He was older. I was younger. He could do some things for a sister.
Oh, man. I've been there, done that.
Yes. Yeah. And so I was so in love, but the trap was I thought I could fix him. I thought my love could fix him. And because I was thinking that way, I stayed in the relationship. When I was told to get out by people, and I know I heard for myself, my inner man told me, get out. This is not good.
Yeah.
But I just thought I had to help them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
That is the trap that many men and women find themselves in on a regular basis. And so I thought the book, you know, the title was, you know, a perfect title.
Absolutely.
Because love traps is what get a whole lot of us in a lot of
trouble. Oh, trouble.
I mean, trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble.
Now, listen, we've got Maurice Gibson here. He plays two parts, actually, in this incredible play. He plays the role of Johnny, and he also plays the role of Pastor Wyatt. Now, Maurice Gibson, Mr. Incredible Gibson, let's talk about your roles in this play. Now, first of all, I know that you are a very incredible brother. In this play, I know you're absolutely incredible. What is your absolute favorite part? Start right there. What is the favorite part of doing this whole thing?
My favorite part probably would have to be playing the pastor. I mean, I love playing the brother. Don't get me wrong, but playing the pastor is probably my favorite part in the book.
Playing the pastor is going to be your favorite part. I absolutely love it because you can get to yank. I love yanking. If I was a pastor, I'd yank too. Yeah, man. Something like that yanking. Pastors just love that, don't they? Do you yank when you preach?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes.
Oh, man, I love it.
Sometimes.
It's the people feel the yank, the pastor feel the yank. Everybody just, the yank take everybody to a new level. The Holy Ghost just come in. I love it. Now, when you do your yank, you pull it all the way back like that. Oh, the traditional yank. Oh, I like you a lot. So, and now, and you're also playing Johnny, the role of Johnny, right?
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about Johnny.
Johnny's an older brother. Of course, he had no idea what was going on. Just thought they were, I guess, in a normal relationship. But, of course, I'm big brother. I'm going to find out somehow, somewhere.
Ooh.
Yeah. So when I did find out what was going on, I had to step in. Once I stepped in, me being bigger brother, something has to change. It changed. How about that?
Uh-oh. Big brother put his foot down and said it's got to change. Now, in real life, did that actually happen? Big brother put his foot down?
You know, they put their foot down, but old girl here was so in love. Once again,
right.
I begged them, pleaded with them, fell on the floor almost. Don't hurt him, please. But he will step to, and he will step up to you now. But Maurice also got a chance to meet my brother in person.
Yes.
And he loved Maurice, and he told him he was going to handle that.
True.
Let me ask you a question. How does it feel to be really playing out somebody's life story, you know, in eventually movie, but right now in play? Because that's coming to you.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
I honestly look at myself as being blessed. I really do. It may sound like a cliche, but it's true. I'm blessed. I had no idea this was coming. But playing somebody's life, I know that I have to do my best. Even if I mess up a little bit, I'm going to feel bad because that person didn't mess up when that person was going through along with Miss B here.
Absolutely. I like that, Miss B. I like that. I like it a lot. Is this your first play, Mr. Maurice?
This is not my first play. I've been in, if I'm not mistaken, five, maybe six.
You're
plays.
a seasoned veteran.
I've been quite
seasoned saint is what we like to call them. I like it a lot. Awesome. Well, we absolutely cannot wait to find out where we can catch this play. We cannot wait to see you on stage. And guess what? We got this gorgeous lady here in the studio. It's just a ray of sunshine. I just love it. The beautiful and incredible Sophia McGee. Now, she also is in this incredible play, and she plays the beautiful Betty. Now, I want you to tell us exactly who Betty is, Miss Sophia.
Betty is the present. Is the present person that the book is about.
Oh.
She actually has a child that's playing her, the 10-year-old, and she has a teenager, Betty, and I'm the present.
Present day Betty. I love it, and she's absolutely stunning. I see what you're doing, girl. Get it, hello.
Yes.
Stunning runs in the family. All right, I love it. Now, listen, so your favorite part overall of doing this incredible play, now, I know, you know, casting is tough. I know, you know, learning all the roles and getting the outfits and stuff together, all of that is, like, really, really tough. I did one play one time, and I was like, I'm never doing this again. It was a lot, so I understand. You know, so what is your favorite part of doing all this production stuff?
Well, I think the favorite part is Miss Brenda didn't know this when I actually got cast for this particular part. I was a person of domestic violence, and it hit to home. And I initially didn't even really know what the play was about. Initially, I wasn't even trying to get a part in the play. I was trying to sell my husband because he does plays. And it was just funny how it came about. And she was like, well, I heard you can sing. I'm like, oh, well, I don't want to sing in a play. I have a friend. I could sing, but she could sing. So I initially wasn't even really trying to be in the play. I was trying to get everybody in it but me.
The main character role.
We end up, well, since my husband is cast as my counterpart, the person that is the domesticator, the one that does all the beating.
Oh, my goodness. How does that feel when y'all go home after y'all, you know, done, you know, do y'all discuss that?
Oh, well, I wanted to break character a couple of times.
I know you did. Like, wait, are you for real right now finna punch me?
Well, not only because
you're coming up on me too quick.
But because it came too close to home.
Yeah.
So I initially got emotional about it. And just really I felt myself back in that old place. And I was like, wait a minute now, you playing this part a little too good. You need to come on back to real. I need you to get out of a 10 and come down to a 2. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think he liked that part a little too much. Yeah. And it's okay, you know, to come out of character and see what that character is like. And just like yourself and you, you're playing Mr. Maurice, you're playing two parts right now, two roles. How does it feel? How difficult is that to wear so many hats? Because I know that's tough. How difficult is it to wear so many hats in this particular play?
It's tough. I really don't know how I do it. But once I'm in character, either or, I'm game.
Yeah.
Don't know how I really.
I don't know how you do it either. Because, see, I have to wear many hats. And I have no idea how well it's like, I don't know. Now, I know that Miss Sophia actually came up from Houston to come to this particular interview today. So, man, I just got to tell you, thank you. You know, you won the big bright star for coming the farthest today. And, thank you so much. I mean, it's that just shows your seriousness about somebody else, something that God has given to someone else. So watch God bless you in your life because you've taken someone else's prized possession so seriously.
Oh,
it's just beautiful. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. That's awesome and incredible. We're talking right now to the cast of this incredible play. It started at the church, Trapped in Love and Trouble. The beautiful Brenda Havlicek. I have got the awesome and incredible Mr. Maurice Gibson and Sophia McGee, who plays the beautiful Betty. Betty, who we all know, is the beautiful and incredible star of the show, the star of this awesome book. It is amazing. And so you want to make sure, you absolutely want to make sure that you get this book. And I'm going to tell you how in just a few minutes. So don't go anywhere. I've got some more great music coming up. And I've also got some more from these incredible and amazing individuals here in the studio today. It's going to be off the chain. Y'all don't know where we'll be back in a few minutes. We got radio. Okay, KBR Radio. Yeah. Brick house. I hold it down. Brick house and all. Hold it down. Now listen. This is the deal. Sitting here with an amazing cast, amazing play, the beautiful and incredible playwright, Ms. Brenda Havlicek. I've also got in studio today the incredible Mr. Maurice Gibson, who's an awesome and incredible actor, seasoned actor. And I've also got the beautiful and glorious and magnificent Sophia McGee, who plays Betty in this incredible play, and which is based off of a book entitled It Started at the Church, Trapped in Love and Trouble, that was written by the beautiful Miss Brenda Havlicek. And it's based, of course, upon her life and some struggles and things that she's gone through. And we're going to talk about in a few minutes how just to get a hold of this book. And remember, whenever you purchase a book from anyone, you want an autographed copy. Period, point blank, flat out. So no matter what you got to do to get the autographed copy, if you got to order it directly from the hands of the playwright, him or herself, you want an autographed copy of that book, okay? So whatever you got to do to get this book today, I want you to do it. And we're going to be talking to her right now, actually, about how to get a copy of this book and also how to see this upcoming play. Wait, but before we do that, we've got another incredible guest in studio today. He is Mr. Richard. Mr. Richard is the beautiful and incredible husband to Miss Brenda Havlicek. Now, Mr. Richard, I heard that the ringtone that you currently have right now is Brick House, which is a song that we just played.
Yes. Anytime my wife calls, that comes on.
Oh, she's a brick house. I love it. I love it. I love it. How crazy and incredible is it for you to be supporting a playwright such as Miss Brenda Havlicek, an incredible playwright, upcoming movie director, all that great stuff. I mean, just greatness coming out of everywhere.
It's definitely a lot of time-consuming stuff, you know, all the time she takes to write up the different lines and what have you. Tried to formulate the scenery, run it past me. Of course, now we got Mr. Maurice on, so he'll be able to start looking at all that and getting it planned out better than I could, because I really don't have experience in that area. But it's been time-consuming. She's had a lot of late nights, you know, kept up working away. And sometimes I'd have to come out and wonder, like, honey, when are you coming to bed? But, you know, she's doing what she wants to do, and she's liking it, and I'm cool with that.
I love it. I love it. And we thank you so much for being an amazing and incredible supporter. I mean, it's just, it's awesome to have the great and amazing support. And I know that, and when you don't have it and you're writing something like that, it's okay. That means God is preparing whoever it is just for you. So if you don't have what you need just now and you're going through something right now, and you're trying to write a book, you're trying to write a play, you're trying to write some news stories, whatever it is, you just, if you're by yourself and doing this on your own, it's okay. Just take that as your strengthening time. But just to have support, a backbone of some sort, someone to bounce some ideas off of, is incredible. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. So we thank you, Mr. Richard. We really do.
Yay.
And now I heard you got Mr. Maurice, who's going to be helping you do some incredible things. And background scenery. I mean, a lot of times we don't really realize exactly what it takes, what goes into writing and producing and putting all this stuff together, but we know that it is a lot of work, and so we commend you for everything that you do, and we want to know exactly how we can get the book, and we want to know where we can find the play, where we can see this awesome play.
Okay, you can get the book by going to my website. It started at thechurch.com, and it will take you to Author House Publishing, and you can order your book there. You can go to Amazon online, you can go to Barnes & Noble, or you can get it from me, in which I will give you that number or leave it here at the station where you can contact me. Give it to them?
Absolutely.
Okay, my phone number is 817-653-3190, and you can call me and you can purchase that book from me directly. And I will sign it for you.
Woo-woo! We're going to get a signature on the book. I got a phone call we need to take in right now. I have got caller, last four digits, 8553. You're on with KKVI Radio 89.9 FM on the Key of the Unplugged show. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Latif Dowdell.
Hey, Latif.
Hey, Latif, how are you?
How you doing?
We
good,
are awesome.
Good.
How are you?
Good, just listening to the show, just wanted to do a little shout out there.
Well, thank you so very much. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona.
Arizona is in the building. We love it, love it, love it. So are you a supporter of this incredible book and play? It started at the church?
Actually, I'm in the play.
Oh, my goodness. We've got another play cast member here. This is so awesome. So let's talk about your role, sir, in the play.
Actually, I play Donovan.
Uh-oh, Donovan. Let's talk about Donovan.
All right, well, basically, I'm the one that causes all the drama, hook up with Eddie at a young age, and I'm an old guy trying to come at her, and things go wrong, and just gets ugly with the domestic violence, basically.
I love it, I love it, I love it. How incredible was it for you to be a part of this particular play this year?
It's been a dream. I've been happy to do this. I know this is Miss Brenda's dream, and I just want to be able to help it come true for her, that's all.
You have any words for the beautiful Miss Brenda? Mr. Lateef, do you have any words for the beautiful Miss Brenda?
Oh, yes, I do. I'm sorry. I'm just nervous about it's coming next month, and I just want to get this done for you, Miss Brenda. I hope I don't let you down.
Oh, you will never let me down. You have been a supporter from the very day that my book came out. This young man has called me from week to week. When he first read the book, he said that if you ever do anything else with this book, please remember me. And I remember him.
Absolutely. We thank you. We need to be remembered. Thank you so much, Mr. Lateef, for calling in. We truly, truly appreciate it. And we'll see you in the play.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We got another caller. Caller, you are calling from, last four of your digits are 2883. Who is this? You're live with the Kia D Unplugged Show.
It's Ronnie P from AZ, baby.
We've got Mr. Ronnie on the line. How you doing? From AZ. I like it. How you doing, Mr. Ronnie?
I'm doing fine, divine, and having fun and enjoying this good life.
Absolutely. Now, he said the good life. I love that. Yeah. Now, I need to be going to Arizona. That must be where the good life is. I need to get out there quick. Save me a spot,
it's not breezy right now, so you would like it very much.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Do you have any words for the beautiful Miss Brenda today?
Yes,
and
I
the
do.
Entire cast, Mr. Maurice and Miss Sophia. We've got them here as well.
Oh, okay. Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey,
it was good
hey,
to meet everybody. Everybody is fun. Everybody got a lot of energy. Everybody is just so thrilled, and everybody coming together like a real family to make this project happen. And I'm just thankful that I have the opportunity to be a part of it and to be blessed to have the opportunity to do it, to participate. And Minister Brenda, even though she's my auntie, I don't look at her as my auntie. I look at her as an entrepreneur with a goal and a dream and a vision, and I'm just thankful that she trusts me enough to invite me in to be a part of this, and I'm just thankful enough to be obedient to take advantage of this opportunity.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. We thank you for being a part and doing everything that you do. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much. We got Mr. Ronnie from AZ on the line supporting and showing his love. Absolutely. Miss Brenda.
Ronnie is my nephew, but Ronnie is a very talented young man, and Ronnie has taken the book and written a song from the book, and it is off the chain. So if you all come and be with me at my next event in July the 13th at the Botanical Gardens in Fort Worth, 7:30 p.m., you will get to hear Ronnie break them rhymes down, and I'm telling you that song is tight. He's raw talent. Off the chain, and I just really appreciate him. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
So
Ronnie.
Much.
We appreciate it. Absolutely. Thank you, thank you. We have got another caller we are about to take. Oh, man, you're on live with beautiful Miss Brenda Havlicek, the awesome Mr. Maurice Gibson, and the incredible Sophia McGee, and, of course, me, Kia D, of the Kia D Unplugged Show. Last four of your digits are 9034. Who do we have here? Hey, the last four of your digits are 9034. Who do we have here? You're online with the Kia D Unplugged Show. Area code 405. Last four of your digits are 9034. We got you live on the Kia D Unplugged Show. Who is this? Well, I guess they're gone. So we thank you all so much for tuning in and making the Kia D Unplugged Show your favorite listening show, and the Real Talk Radio Show, which is coming up next with the beautiful Miss VK. I have been truly amazed today by my incredible cast, the beautiful Miss Brenda Havlicek, who wrote the incredible book it started at the church, and she also wrote an incredible play that was based upon that awesome book. And we are just so happy to be talking about that today. And you can find all the information that you want. Go to itstartedatthechurch.com to find out all the information about the book and all that great stuff. You need to get your personalized autographed copy. And all, I'm telling you, you got to have that copy. I'm getting mine. I'm getting mine today. You got a book I can purchase because I want.
Oh, I got one.
That's what I'm talking about. Whoop, 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 because I want mine today. Signed and autographed. Bring the rubber check. Love lots from Kia D. I got to have my name in there. I want all that. Shined it up. So I am so very excited. Have this incredible cast here. We got the beautiful Mr. Maurice Gibson. Thank you so much for being here. We truly appreciate it. Now, I got to thank Mr. Maurice because he is the one who put all this together. And so I got to give him his credit where credit is due. And thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And also, we have got the amazing and incredible Miss Sophia. Sophia, are you driving back tonight?
I'm leaving tomorrow.
She's leaving tomorrow because we do not want you to leave tonight and be tired. We want you to have plenty of rest. So you got a place to stay. I need to hook you up. Cause I'm, you know,
oh, no, I'm good.
You good? You straight? Okay. You got some gas money, a little something to eat. You straight? Okay. I got you. Hook you up all the way around. We have got the amazing supporters. Real quick, Miss Real Talk Radio, when Miss VK is coming up in just 1 second. But real quick, I just wanted to let y'all know that there are two Kia D's in the building. Come here. I've never done this before. I don't share with anybody. I don't share with anybody. But Kia D is in the building. Say hi, Kia.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
And I also got the infamous Shirley Walker King in the building, who's probably going to kill me in just a few minutes. How you doing, Shirley?
And the only reason why there's two Kia D's in the room, because y'all know one is enough. But you know she kicked me in my ankle and she hurt me and now y'all she trying to kill me.
Give me that mic. Give me that mic. Give me that mic. Give my mic back. Listen, bye, crippled. I'll see you later. Listen, she is really on these incredible crutches and they are absolutely awesome. She's got all this zebra print. You know Shirley can never do anything just regular. It always has to be elevated to another level. How you doing, Miss Trina May? Trina May in the building. That's right from the beautiful Miss BK of Real Talk Radio Show. It is absolutely off the chain. It's coming up next, 9 o'clock on the dot. You do not want to miss it. It is 9 o'clock kind of on the dot. You do not want to miss the beautiful and incredible Miss VK. She's got an event coming up. I want to tell you about this awesome event she's got coming up real quick. And then I'm going to introduce Ms. VK's show on there. Ms. Valencia King is going to be hosting the 2013 Denton Juneteenth Celebration. It's going to be held this weekend, and it's going to be absolutely off the chain. Young Nation's going to be there, and a plethora of other people. It's going to be off the absolute chain. Hey, hey.
Hey, you guys, for real, though. Come on out. It is going to be at Fred Moore Park in Denton, Texas. You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be events all day. But if you don't come to anything else,
come to my park because you know I'm going to get it live, though.
Get it live.
I'm not going to mess. Kennedy in the building.
Get
we
live.
Got ready in the building. Ready in the building. KKVI, everybody's in the building. Can I get an A? Just like that. Say like that. That's how it's going to be live, straight like that. We're holding it down, KKVI Radio, 89.9 FM. Don't go anywhere. The beautiful Miss Trina May and Miss VK coming up next with the awesome and incredible and beautiful Real Talk Radio. Well, before we go, I want Miss Brenda, you know, who's just got this plethora of greatness coming out of her. I want her to give her the final words real quick. Wait, before we do that, I want Miss Sophia to say something. I want Mr. Maurice to say something. And then real quick, I want 30 seconds. And then I want Miss Brenda to just give some final words really quickly.
I just want to say I'm blessed to be a part of this whole thing.
I would like to say if it wasn't for Miss Sophia, I would not be here. So thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you to Miss B. Love you.
Love you back.
Thank you for giving me a chance. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I want to just stress one thing about the play, the book. Although you may read a lot of things in here that happened, one thing that I really want to stress is I don't do the blame game for anything that has happened to me with Donovan. That was my character name in the book, Donovan, and Betty is my character name. But what I really thank God for is that we both turned out better people. He is not that person anymore, and I thank God that he has changed. And I know some people probably say, no, he doesn't change, but people change. When God is involved, people change. And I want to thank God for his change and his healing and his deliverance as well as mine and the forgiveness that came out. So that's the whole object, is to see how God's power can change lives. Thank you this evening.
Amen. Absolutely incredible. That's right. You're tuned in to the Kia D Unplugged Show. I've had an amazing time here today with the incredible Brenda Havlicek and her entire, well, not the entire cast, but some of the cast members, and some of them called in today. If you missed this show, you can go back and check it out at any time at www.wetalkradio.com. Just go to the archives, wetalkradio.com, and you can check those archives out. It is absolutely incredible. And don't forget, coming up next, we have got the incredible Real Talk Radio with Miss VK and Trina Mae in the building. I got to thank Shirley Walker King, who's walking around here on her crutches right now. Yeah, I love you, boo. Listen, that's a woman who has never, ever, she never gives up. Never, ever, ever gives up on anything. I've never seen her give up. And if she is coming to the studio every day like she's doing and walking up all those stairs, and because you know we're on the 21st 100 floor up in the... You know what I'm saying? We hot. And then she keep coming. I'm just saying, she's a trooper. Got to say a big shout out to beautiful Rosie in the building, holding it down. Absolutely off the chain. That's right. We're holding it down. KKVI Radio is in the building, 89.9 FM. And the website for KKVI Radio is, I'm telling you, is being held down. I'm telling you, this girl's fingers are absolutely off the chain. The typing fingers and the regular fingers. She's off the chain, and she's got an incredible radio show. Make sure you check that out. Also, OrganizedMediaWorks.com. That's how you can check out the beautiful Rosie. OrganizedMediaWorks.com. Check her out right now. Go there and find out all the details. The beautiful Miss Rosie is holding it down for KKVI Radio. Don't forget, we will see you guys on Monday night and then again next Wednesday for the Kia D Unplugged Show, because here we're totally unplugged. I love it. Yeah, We Talk Radio, KKVI Radio. Yeah.
I'm by your side.
Rock, 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 rock. Hey, the energy in your words is so innocent,
so innocent,
but so enticing, so inviting. Ooh, wow. The energy in your touch is so vessel, but yet so triple X rated. Oh, ooh, the energy in your kiss leaves the bitter taste of the peace, but I'm so pleased cause you're delicious. Oh, ooh-wee. Magnetic energy, when you add that up with me, it's obvious to see.
From the dirty south, and this is how we are. All y'all can call the law. If y'all think what y'all bought, why was slow? Shaw, take, where they do that at Red Day? In the land of the A, where everybody say hey when you walk by. Good vibration, the ether say get up. New situation. A little bit of Red Bull and vodka might kill the fatigue. It's Tennessee and crunk juice for me. For the vigorous activity with no sleep. Now that's energy, B-O-I-D-I-G.
Like my love in the bed.
I absolutely adore Raheem Devon. Every album he has, just something about it, I love it. Thanks so much for tuning in to Kia D right here on the Kia D Unplugged Show. I am your host, Kia D, right here on We Talk Radio Network and KKVI Radio 89.9 FM. I really don't know what's going on with my fingers. They just started hurting all of a sudden. It's like on the inside of my bones. I don't know what that's about. I just started taking some new vitamins, maybe doing some weird things with my bones or something. I don't know. You guys have got some great and amazing events happening this week, this month, actually. We've got July the 5th. We got Avant that'll be here. We've got 112 that'll be here. Drew Hill that'll be here. And Jagged Edge that'll be here for the month of July, every weekend in the month of July. And so this is going to be rnbdallas.com. You can find information at www.rnbdallas.com. Don't forget, we have got graduations and all kind of stuff happening this month, so make sure you congratulate the graduates and all that good stuff. Make sure you get the book, It Started at the Church, Trapped in Love and Trouble, A True Story of Love, Trust, and Betrayal by the beautiful Brenda Havlicek. You can check her out at itstartedatthechurch.com. Don't forget Hiding in Plain Sight, the movie. And also the book, It Started at the Church, is also a play, stage play. So don't forget that as well. Make sure July 13th at 7 p.m. there's an event, and it's going to be happening at the Botanical Gardens in Fort Worth, and we'll get you more information about that. Don't worry. Don't forget we've got the incredible movie, Hiding in Plain Sight, an incredible movie featuring Irma P. Hall, Charisse, Henry Chassie, and a plethora of other amazing and incredible actors and actresses, including the beautiful and amazing Miss Rachel Webb, who is absolutely off the chain, who played Terry Allen. I love her in that movie. She is incredible. Everybody's incredible. Check them out, kingandbrownenterprise.com. Don't forget, we've got the incredible Youth Build program. That's an incredible youth program that has been helping young adults between the ages of 17 to 24 change their lives. If you know of a young adult who's dropped out of high school or need to get their GED, need some cash in their pocket, need to learn a trade of construction, boy or girl, female or male, they can earn while they learn. And you can call 817-496-3444, extension 21. That's 817-496-3444, and let them know you heard about it on We Talk Radio Network. Guys, we will see you on next week. Thank you so much to all of my guests for being here. I've got an incredible guest from the Volunteers of America Association coming up on next week. It's really, really, really going to be a lot of fun. Actually, we won't be here next week, but the following week after that, we'll totally be here. So no show for the 4th of July week next week. But the week after that, we'll totally be back in the July swing. I'm very, very excited. We will see you guys next week. I love you so much. Check us out Wednesday night. We Talk Radio, KKVI Radio, 89.9 FM. I am your girl, Kia D, holding it down for the Kia D Unplugged Show. Thank you to all my guests. And this song right here I'm going to end is my boy Topic. It's called World. I love Topic. I love the world. It is absolutely off the chain. Check it out.
I woke up feeling super fantastic. You know I had to go and make a classic. This is for my peoples and be vets and anyone who keep vet real. If you know exactly how the struggle feel, you know the deal. Young dude got the city on his back. He ain't really got no swagger. He ain't really on the map. He don't do no dancing songs and he don't jig or none of that. He just do it big on track, saying keep his dreams intact, man. No slacking. Time for some action. I pass on relaxing to bring you satisfaction. Some call it brilliant, I just call it rapping. Anything I gotta do to get your hands clapping. Young Chris Angel, I make magic. I could probably turn this microphone into a rabbit. Addicted to this mic like it's my favorite bad habit. They waiting patiently to see what happens. I say, I give them just what they want. That feeling getting strong, I feel it in my bones. Well, I'm gonna put it in a song. Yeah, I do it for the world, the world. Yeah, yeah, the world, yeah, yeah, the world. Man, I do it for the world, yeah, yeah, the world. Yeah, yeah, the world, yeah, yeah, the world, yo. Please take notice, being hopeless is not part of my design. So you know I spit that flow that's known to make MCs resign. Then I head back to my back cave. Niggas seem to get me twisted like a fat brain, saying that I'm half dazed. I ain't dazed, I'm just in my own zone. They be thinking I'm crazy, but my mind is fully grown. And I am not ignorant, I give them lots of common sense. And they probably spend it on a drop top and some bitches. It is a shame, can't complain. complain, cause I probably have been the same way if I would've stayed the same, never changed like some status, some boogers. I just hang in my lane, do my thing, like what up, a youngin' on the come up, from sundown to sun up, give them pounds like what's up, but I still keep it real, it go down, you run up, but for real, I just feel like my style is what's up, I'm just trying to run the game, my mileage is up, so shut up, if you hating or debating or just waiting, patient, waiting on the day that all of Satan's little minions come and serve me on a plate, and all the hating time you put into it pay off, but I would not lay off, I'm running like Adolf Hitler, life could be a bitch, but I'm sticking with her, success a bitch too, but I still wanna kick it with her, get to know her over dinner, and a movie in exchange, she'll sit me on some spinners like, I gave him just what he want, that feeling getting strong, he feel it in his bones, girl, he done put it in a song, yeah, I'm doing it for her, yep, yep, for her, yep, yep, for her, yep, yep, for her, man, I'm doing it for her, yep, yep, for her, yep, yep, for her, yep, yep, for her, yo, I just try to keep it realer there, most and try to keep it moving like some cellophane, they be saying I'm the future, I'm like, really, man, I can't really be a savior to you silly fans. All of this just kinda happened, wasn't really planned. I started off playing, now it's getting serious. I'm curious at how far it'll go. Maybe I'll never know, but one thing is for sure, I'm ready to go. Now say, you give them just what they want. That feeling getting strong, you feel it in your bones. But go ahead and put it in the song. But do it for the world, yep, yep, the world, yep, yep, the world, yep, yep, that's who I do it for, man, the world. I give them just what they want. Yeah, I do it for the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, she's reaching out to the nation. It's Kia D.
Thanks for listening to Kia D Unplugged.
Kia D.
Hey, what about me and Miss SWK?
WeTalkRadio.com.